Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning and welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. Ugh. Well, that feels good. I went to the gym yesterday, and I need to stretch out. Greg, were you in there?
I did not make it, no.
Oh.
It's on the agenda today, though.
Oh, is it?
Well, it was on the agenda yesterday, but just things got a little crazy.
Do you hate that?
Yeah, I know.
Things pop up, get in the way. Yep.
Yep.
I know the feeling sometimes. I try to avoid adulting and responsibilities in general, as a general term. Governor DeSantis dismisses calls to declare emergency over Florida SNAP benefits. Remember, I spoke to the Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, the other day, which you, of course, can find on the podcast. But, I spoke to him and I said, hey, Florida is in good, fiscal condition. We've got reserve money, lots of reserves. Should the governor go ahead and fund SNAP within the state? And of course, knowing that the federal government, would pay you back.
Right.
So it would only be, kind of a loan, if you will. And, he wasn't real crazy about that idea. He didn't want to speak for the governor either. But, you said, that kind of takes the pressure off the Democrats if you do that. Mm-hmm. And I see that. But my focus was really worried about, even though there's plenty of waste and fraud, there, I'm sure, many legitimate recipients of that, and they're in legitimate need, and those are the folks I'd be concerned about. So the headline is that, DeSantis is, not going to move on that. Mm-hmm. And he did make a really interesting and a good point. He said, quote, I'm getting letters from Democrats saying you should declare an emergency and create your own SNAP. When they're the ones that are filibustering SNAP.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Well, and is a governor in the position to say, we're going to give away money and then necessarily know that you're going to get, air quotes, paid back by the federal government? I mean.
Well, okay, let's just run it up.
Is there anything that works that? Is there something set up for that, I guess, is the question.
Well, they can create a mechanism if there's not one already, but I think there is. Okay. Like FEMA, you could do things through the state, and then FEMA would reimburse, for instance.
Gotcha.
So there's a mechanism where you could get it done, but you probably have some communication maybe with the White House, and you say, hey, I'm getting some pressure here, and I am concerned about some of the recipients in my state who are going to find themselves really in need. We don't want to create more food insecurity.
Right.
And what would the answer be coming back? Maybe there are those that, are strategizing and say, look, the Democrats, this is a mess that they have made. This is a mess that they continue to vote to continue to do 14 different times. We do not want to rescue them. Yes, we're very concerned about the health of those in need. But in this case, because it affects the entire nation in many ways, we are going to, you know, we've got to get the Democrats to cave in and go along with the clean CR. So if you just kind of play it out, I would imagine that I'm probably pretty close to kind of how that went down. I thought, you know, you would maybe win some points for compassion, showing that you do really care. You know, and this is another thing where you have to go back to the original deal when people were talking about this, that, you know, SNAP, they're not going to get their SNAP money, and you know, how a problem that could be for a lot of people. But then you have to remember, there's 42 million on SNAP. That is a huge percentage of our population. I mean, how can that be? Are there that many people are living, you know, around that poverty level or line? Is there, or is there a huge amount of fraud and waste that's that is now entrenched in the program? And that needs to be, that needs to be policed properly. So, yeah, whenever, however the mechanism is, and the folks, you know, using the SNAP, I hope they get taken care of. But I also hope that they're, well, I know that's part of the program, is, you know, able-bodied people are going to have to go back to work. Mm-hmm. That's part of the program, and that's part of what I think the Democrats, that's part of their fight, too. They don't like the big, beautiful bill is what it comes down to.
Right.
And so this is their way of, well, trying to play politics, really. And I think it's going to be a fail for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. But it will be interesting to see how, between the government being shut down and President Trump being the president, how that'll impact other elections. Like in New Jersey, you've got Jack Cittarelli. He's the Republican. And this is his third run for governor. Now, he came real close to beating Governor Phil Murphy 4 years ago, very close. And so this state, still Democrats in New Jersey outnumber Republicans, but the GOP has had a surge in registration over this last decade. And he did appear to be closing the gap with the Democratic rival, Mikey Sherrill. So that will be interesting. And in my book, I think that Cittarelli is going to win that.
Yeah,
that's just my instincts and what I think is going to happen. So, and we'll see. But then you've got Virginia, and that whole thing got a little bit, well, messy, I guess you could say, because the attorney general, the race for attorney general, and some very nasty text that apparently Jay Jones or put on X or Twitter at the time or whatever.
Right.
Well, Jay Jones, this is the Democrat, okay, running for attorney general, acknowledged and apologized for Texas texts sent in 2022 when he compared then Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert to mass murderers Adolf Hitler and Pol Pot, adding that if he was given two bullets, he would use both against the GOP lawmaker to shoot him in the head.
Amazing.
And of course, once that came out, that surfaced, you know, it was Republicans mostly, but they were all saying, you need to drop out. That's just unacceptable. And if you're running for a political position, you know, you can still take a stand where you say, let the voters decide ultimately. Let them decide whether that is, that statement is, you know, a non-starter, and you can't you can't hold office. You say that, and you go down that path, you know, that's one thing. But they were calling for him to drop out.
Right.
And that just complicates everything, because Earl Sears, she is running on the Republican side, and she linked this whole Jay Jones thing to Spanberger. And Spanberger didn't really handle it very well. Abigail Spanberger, she, I don't know if she completely defended Jay Jones, but she wouldn't go along with telling him to step down. That was part of the problem. But to my initial point, if you were running for regular political office, I'd say let it fly. Let the voters decide. But in this case, the position to me is so critical to understanding right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney General of a state would require you, I would think, to know right from wrong. And if it was just, what, 3-4 years ago that you sent out this kind of a message wanting to kill your political opponent,
this
or whatever,
wasn't some stupid teen thing that got out of hand. You knew better and you did it anyway.
So I think the Republicans will benefit in that race.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be another tight one.
Nail biter, as they say.
Yeah.
Yep.
9:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. We've got more headlines, more information on the way. And in case you didn't catch it, former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, Halloween is fun and games until somebody gets busted. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:21 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And I got to tell you, the Florida men's basketball team lost their game last night to Arizona. They're ranked number 13. Arizona is. Final score 93-87. That was a season opener. Hey, get that one out of the way and move on from there, because the Gators are the defending national champions. Florida man, shocker, I know. Let's see, Jimmy Glover. He's 18. He was cruising around Port St. Lucie, you know, on Florida's East Coast. He's cruising around on October 31st, so it's Halloween. Officers pulled him over, and turns out he was dressed up as a prison inmate for a Halloween party over the weekend. So right. I guess the party for him maybe began the previous evening. And the reason I say that is because he was pulled over on Halloween Day at 6 a.m. That's a little early for trick-or-treating.
That's a little early, yeah.
Ham and eggs, anybody? Hey, trick-or-treat? No.
No, no.
So he was at a party, apparently, it looks like, the previous night, maybe. And can you imagine, though? You're doing the sobriety test, mm-hmm. and you've already got the prison orange on.
How convenient.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, saves a step.
The officers had Glover complete a sobriety test in a nearby parking lot, but struggled to look past the irony when he exited his vehicle wearing bright orange jumpsuit pants and a white tank top. They had Glover walk along a white parking spot line to test if he had been drinking that night, according to body cam evidence. He passed the first part with ease, but staggered when he turned back around on his heel. The 18-year-old was taken into police custody, remanded on a standard DUI charge plus an extra one for refusal to submit to DUI testing. Locked up. Inmate Halloween costume was already dressed for arrest. The department joked on Facebook, we would rather get dispatched because of your Halloween decorations are just that good, not for DUIs. Celebrate responsibly.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, wearing the prison garb.
Mm-hmm.
He's a person of color.
Okay.
I just, where do you go to a party where that's a good look? In other words, if you're 18, you know, you probably know somebody who's gotten in trouble.
Well, sure you do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter how good you are, you know somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. So would you think there'd be some sort of sensibility to, sensitivity, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Sensitivity to it. Mm-hmm. But apparently, maybe not. I don't know. Must have been a good party because he was still out at, 6 a.m. Anyway, maybe not a great pick for the uniform, for the outfit. 17 Nigerian Christians have been killed in attacks just hours after Trump called out religious persecution. Oh. Yes, in Nigeria, 17 Christians killed. And this is ongoing attacks by radical Islamists. And Friday evening attack claimed the lives of 7 people and injured 1 more. That was just in one community. And then it happened in another community. Where 10 more people were reportedly killed in separate attacks on Friday and Saturday. And, the president has already said, look, if you can't get it together, the government of Nigeria, and squash this Boko Haram, if you can't, get that under control, we're going to withhold the funds we give to you, $1 billion a year. So, we'll see if they take strong and decisive action, because by not taking strong and decisive action, they're really, I guess, in some ways condoning it. Mm-hmm. Are they not?
Right.
Okay. At the same time, you've got Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, making nice with President Trump, being friendly, and in fact going so far as to apologize to him.
Hmm.
What was this all about? Well, it had to do with tariffs. And apparently somebody in the Ontario, which is a province in Ontario in a government position, purchased an ad and made an ad utilizing former President Ronald Reagan and things he was talking about when it had to do with tariffs. Now, omitted from the ad was the fact that Reagan's speech was, in fact, an announcement of the imposition of tariffs on Japan, and that while Reagan opposed tariffs as a permanent fixture in trade, he often used them as tools to improve America's trade relations with other countries. So they used it in a context that was different than it was utilized originally, and I believe they didn't even have permission to do that.
Right.
And then beyond that, they really overstepped their bounds, because it's not like this ran in Canada. This was put out into the U.S., into television markets in the U.S., because they wanted, you know, Trump to back off on the tariff thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the prime minister apparently didn't have any knowledge of that. And so he apologized to the president and said, I wouldn't have allowed that. But they, you know, they basically went around me. And, of course, Trump was cordial about it all. But the lefties that like their leftist prime minister, they're not real happy right now.
Yeah.
Tough, too bad. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, my dentist. So hang in there, all right? News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 9:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And day 35 of the Schumer and the Democrats shutdown. That's right. Day 35. When is old Chucky boy going to straighten up and fly right and get in there? And on the 15th. Try.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe vote yes to this clean CR, just continuing resolution, clean, nothing added to it. Mm-hmm. When will the Dems finally cave in and do the right thing?
But it's Donald Trump. It's the Republicans. It's they want people to hurt.
Yeah, apparently right. This Senator Andy Kim, Democrat out of New Jersey, was on one of the MSNBC whack job shows. I mean, does it really matter which one?
It's
all the same.
Yep.
Basically, you know, a lot of gobbledygook, blah, 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 fast forward, blah, 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 blah. People see Democrats out of touch. Mm-hmm. I agree. People see Democrats as out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But Senator Kim says, and that's because of Trump's policies and Republicans cheating.
How, then why wouldn't that reflect on Donald Trump and the Republicans as opposed to the Democrats?
Because people are all basing it on lies that Donald Trump is saying and the cheating of the GOP. I mean,
oh my.
That's the only reason why people see Democrats as out of touch. It couldn't be the fact that they want biological males to play in women's sports.
That's out of touch.
The fact that they want wide open borders.
That's out of touch.
The fact that they support sanctuary cities.
Out of touch.
Yeah. And the list goes on.
Out of touch.
Yeah. Out of touch.
Thank you, Hall & Oates.
Yeah. All right. So
that's almost just goofy for someone to say. I mean, come on. No. Look at your own policies of your own party. It's easy to figure out.
Well, I remember, you know, one of the common things the Democrats would say when they'd lose an election, we're not selling our ideas right. We're not communicating or expressing properly our policies.
Yeah, we're right. We just didn't express it well enough.
Correct.
In their minds.
Well, because they could never go, you know. I wonder if there's a problem with some of our policies. Uh-huh. And the rest of the room was like, whoa, no, what are you talking about? We're never wrong. We know better than everybody. That's why we want power. So we can guide people. They're too stupid to have their own lives.
But then when they do get elected, they go, oh, see, it's a mandate. Everybody believes in what we stood for.
Because the automatic assumption is, They're right. Look, they use terms like, you know, they're on the moral high ground. They use terms like moral.
Yeah.
At the same time, they support very immoral things.
Yeah.
But I guess it's, again, define it. Well, there you go. The problem is they're redefining things, and the rest of the American people are going, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No. But they keep on. Going blindly into that, yeah, it's just a matter of helping. If people don't support our policies because they don't quite understand them. That's what they think. They're like, no, the problem is we really, really understand them.
And we don't like them at all.
You, the ones that are putting these ideas together, are the ones that don't quite understand them. Or you do. But, yeah, the disconnect is you are not a regular American or hang out with, like, just regular people, apparently. They're ensconced in this, you know, kind of lefty echo chamber. Let's see. Here's something you don't do. Florida man or not, you don't threaten to kill ICE agents.
No, that would be bad.
And calling them ICE Nazi or Nazi ICE or whatever he was doing, that's not acceptable either.
Mm-mm.
And did you know that ICE officers are facing more than 1,000% increase in assaults? 1,000%.
Wow.
And an 8,000% increase in violent death threats. Yeah, death threats. This is crazy. DHS shared some of the threats. This was just from one guy. One of them was, shoot the ICE Nazis down like the rabid dogs they are. Another one said, start by shooting ICE thugs dead.
Wow.
Another post, if they come near me, I will shoot to kill, be warned. These are people, I know in most of these cases, they're keyboard warriors. They're impotent. They're not going to hurt anybody. But this can incite others.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of the problem. And that's what I believe is occurring to some extent. This one cracks me up. George Clooney now admits Democrats made a mistake by replacing Joe Biden with Kamala Harris.
You think, George? Really? How did that happen, though, George? How did that process happen?
He may have actually played a pretty significant role.
Yeah.
And that probably his most significant political role to date, real life one, not on screen. Clooney told CBS Sunday Morning he has no regrets about pushing Biden to drop out of the race, but ultimately felt Democrats should have made an effort to test potential candidates. Oh, okay, well, but he was the one who extended that period, shall we say, of when everybody else knew that Biden would just not, he was in no position to serve, let alone serve another 4 years. I mean, it was painfully obvious to every human being that had eyes and a brain and an IQ above 75. It was painfully obvious. But they delayed that by statements like the one Clooney made about having done a fundraiser with him, you know, in the recent past, according to that timeline. Say, oh, he was sharp. He was on task. So Clooney actually created the issue he's referring to that didn't give really the Democrats a chance to do a primary. You know what I mean? So he was part of the short circuit, if you will, where they ended up with Kamala. I think it's funny and interesting from a couple of different perspectives. These people that, you know, they want to tinker in these elections. They want to get involved. They want to change things. They want to be a kingmaker or something like that. Well, boy, they royally screwed up.
Yeah.
Now, if they had a viable candidate as the vice president, things may have went a different way, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was Kamala, I can't imagine a lot of the power players going, yep, she's the one, man. She is going to take us to the top.
Because they saw the same interviews we saw.
Yep.
They heard the word salads. They heard the stupid thing she said. There's no way they thought she could do it.
Clooney said, we had a chance. I wanted there to be, as I wrote in an op-ed, a primary. Let's battle test this quickly and get it up and going. I think the mistake with it being Kamala is that she had to run against her own record. It's very hard to do if the point of running is to say, I'm not that person. It's hard to do. Look, she was set up from the beginning.
Yeah.
Who made her the border czar? Biden did, or who was ever pulling the strings.
Right.
But, I mean, that marked her.
Because you knew they weren't nothing was going to happen.
Right. That marked her as unelectable because there is no way they were going to allow her to perform any sort of task related to closing or securing the borders.
But then they told us she wasn't the border czar by that exact title of words.
Right.
They told
us. They shot themselves in the foot at every turn, which, you know, is absolutely fine by me. And I hope they keep doing it. And they are.
Hmm.
Michelle Obama. Oh, my gosh. She wants you to feel for the kind of pressure that she was under. I mean, you know, you've got the first black couple, you know, as president and the first lady. She said, I was under a particularly white hot glare.
No, everybody kissed their backsides, put her on the cover of Vogue magazine.
And she said that her and her husband didn't get the grace that I think some other families have gotten. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. They ran interference for them. They, like you said, they kissed their butts.
He got a peace prize just for showing up.
Yeah.
What did he do?
She doesn't mention that.
No.
And then she talks about, in her new book, it's called The Look, and talks about how, you know, women are judged basically, you know, on their looks and how wrong that is and all that. But then she goes on and the book's basically about her fashion sense. It's like, I'm going to talk about my shallowness. And hopefully through that shallow, you will see really my depth.
And then how did they treat the first lady who actually was a model? Compared to how they treated Big Mike over here. Really?
Yeah, they forgot that Melania was a supermodel and had been on magazine covers before, and now she's the first lady of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but she's married to the crazy orange guy.
Yeah.
That's what did her in.
That did it in.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, you know, we need things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive thoughts. Count the blessings kind of a thing. Yeah. Call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. It's next. Oh, here we are. Another day in paradise. It's going to be another beautiful, beautiful, crisp fall day in North Central Florida. Gotta love it. That should make you smile. Which brings us to things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with your upbeat positive thoughts. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Mike. What's making you smile?
Morning again, fellas. You know, I love the way you say another day in paradise for sure. First thing is I got up today, realized I'm still here, and it's a beautiful day to praise the Lord. Good day.
Right on, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Gib. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, I just heard on one of the newscasts that if Mondani wins, that he's going to turn the mayoralship over to his brother in Gainesville, Florida, Greg Mondani.
Oh, okay. Do you know who that is?
Okay. Not personally.
To that guy.
That guy.
That
yes.
Probably makes him smile.
Yes.
It leaves us slightly befuddled. which is actually, not things that make you befuddled.
No, but sometimes a befuddlement mode, you have to smile through it.
Well, there you go.
Because
we don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You had your fake smile on Greg had his fake. Can you tell I'm smiling when
yes,
I talk like this?
I'm smiling too.
That's my fake smile.
We're smiling on the show.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Don't go away. We're not done yet, even though it sounds like we are. The Smoking Gun is on the way. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Lady volunteers had to cut their starter, Ruby Whitehorn, after she was arrested for the second time in only 3 months. The head coach, Kim Caldwell, said, "It's my responsibility to protect the high standards of this program in light of recent events. Ruby was unable to reflect those standards. I made the difficult decision to dismiss her." Ruby was arrested, this was the second time, in the end of October on a drug charge for possession of 5.5 grams of marijuana. But like I said, it was her second arrest in a couple of months, and the team said, can't do it. So that scholarship goes up in smoke. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.